Now you can see that things are a little bit different if you're here regularly. If you're not here, if this is the first time, this is not usually the setting here. But this is what's going to hold our service together, our gathering together, is, well, if you can imagine just for a moment, the sky, the night sky, just before the events of Bethlehem and Jesus' birth took place. And if you can imagine two stars on that occasion and think about what they might have seen. So.
Is it that time already? That was a short day. Looks like a clear night will stand, although the moon is still a bit pale. Ah, the moon's never recovered from that bug it had last night. But not a bad night. Though, looks a bit chilly down there. Have any of you tried this new stuff? No, what is it? Let's have a look. It's called Sparkle, and it's the very latest thing. All the guys are talking about it.
Are you weary? Losing your shine? Not quite as bright as you once were? Then Sparkle is the answer.
Ugh, what a load of rubbish. I'll fix my glasses, thank you very much.
You're too set in your ways, Sam. You're an old-timer.
Talking of old-timers, where's Saint?
Here he comes.
Attention, all stars, 1 minute to light up. Attention, countdown to light up. Are you ready? All polishers, return to the headquarters now. Now I need everybody to count down, please. Starting at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Trouble you, sir. Well, we just, I thought, I mean, we just Good evening. So pleased to make your acquaintance. It is a fine night, don't you think?
The stars and I, we don't want to be nosy, but we are a little curious. You're new around these parts.
That is true, my fine friend. Very true. This is, in fact, my very first night.
Your first night? You mean you've never been out on your own before? No wonder you're so bright. But why are you here tonight? What does it all mean?
Tonight is a wonderful night, my fellow stars. It will be a great night. The greatest of nights. One that will be spoken about in the heavens and on earth for many thousands of years to come. In fact, throughout all eternity.
But how do you know all this?
I have a special purpose, a very special purpose. I am a sign. But enough, you don't need me to tell you. Listen closely and watch carefully. Down there, a wonderful story planned from all eternity is about to unfold.
It is busy down there tonight. Where is everyone going?
Watch and listen.
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Young, so much more must happen. Watch closely and listen. Look, there, in the hills, outside the town.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
I was going to explode with excitement. Those angels really know how to sing. I forgot all about my injuries watching to earth. No wonder the shepherds were in such a hurry to get down to Bethlehem to find him. They must be bursting to tell everyone the angel's message.
And we're not done yet. This is where I come in. Look, down there, over in the east.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
"Oh yes, you really helped those kings get to Bethlehem. They would have got a bit lost without you."
"Yes, we're all stars tonight.
Yes, even me on half view."
Wait a moment. Let's think about what we've just witnessed. Think about what we've seen down there. We are not the stars of tonight, neither you nor I. Didn't you hear what the angel said about this baby? He's the star of tonight, lying sleeping in that manger. Didn't you hear what they said? He's the Son of God, the Savior born for us, the promised King. If you're amazed at all that you've seen happen here tonight, well, just wait and watch and see as he grows up, as he lives his life here or down there on earth. Watch closely and listen well. The wonder has just begun.
Backers, thank you for leading us in that, and thank you for our stars too, who've helped us. And I wanted just to take a moment to thank all those who have put all that together, both this here, John, and the stars themselves and the children who have contributed, and I hope helped us to think a little bit about who it is that was born there. And I wanted just to share with you one of the things we're trying to do in this Christmas season is just think about some of the witnesses to Jesus' birth. Now, boys and girls, I don't know if you know what a witness is. A witness. Anybody know what a witness is? Yes. That's right. Somebody who saw something happen, or maybe heard something happen, and then usually often tells something or communicates in some way something of what has happened or shows that something important has happened. And I wanted us just to think about one witness just for a moment together. And unusually in the Christmas story, this is not a person. This is a thing. I wanted us to think about this star just for a moment. This star was a witness, wasn't it? That's what the story has been about. Not just the stars, but the star. The star that led the wise men. And I want us to think about the significance just of that star for a moment. Some people wonder, is it really possible that there was such a star? Some are a wee bit skeptical about that, but just all I would say is, well, those who know about these things have thought about what happened at that time. Was it something to do with the movements of the planets? Was it a supernova? Or was it, as I read somebody not that long ago, giving a very detailed explanation of why it may well have been a comet? The answer is, I don't know. I don't have enough astronomical knowledge to know. But just think about this. The God who made the stars, he's perfectly capable of creating and putting there in the sky on that night that star to indicate to all the world, and particularly to the wise men, of course, that something special was happening. And is it appropriate then, if it's possible, is it appropriate? Well, of course it is. If you think about it, a star is completely appropriate. If this child is who the Bible says he is, the Son of God, if he is the Word of God made flesh, the one through whom all things were made, the one through whom the stars themselves were made, then how appropriate that a star should be the sign, the witness to his birth. The King of creation has come, and creation in the form of the star is witness to that. But then think of something else. Maybe too this star is a witness to what he's come to do, because Jesus has come, the angels proclaimed him as the Savior, the one who's come to restore the relationship of human beings like ourselves with our God. But not just that, with that, to restore and to renew the whole creation, this creation that fell when human beings rebelled against it, this creation that we know is broken to some extent when we see things like global warming, or hurricanes, or earthquakes. The Bible's promise is that this king born here is a king of recreation. And maybe, just as Job says, the stars sang at God's work of creation at the beginning, maybe this star, as it were, was singing, or certainly shining, as an indication that it was the king of recreation that had been born. And then lastly, one other reason why this star, I think, is appropriate. Think of those to whom the star first appeared. They weren't Jews. They were Gentiles. They weren't Jews. Jesus, they were looking for the King of the Jews, but yet this King was not just for the Jews. And the star guided them, prompted them to go and seek and search, and enabled them to come firstly to Jerusalem, but then when the Bible was opened, the scriptures were opened, the prophecy of Micah was opened, it was the scriptures, remember, that led them to Bethlehem and to Jesus. And when they went to Bethlehem in the kindness of God again, the star appeared again to demonstrate, this is the place, and this is the one who is born, not just King of the Jews, but King of all nations. Remember, these wise men were not Jews. They were people who the Jews would have considered to be far from God, maybe even outside God's purposes, maybe even beyond his love. But the star said, no. This King, God's Son, he's born for you too. And that's therefore an invitation for them to come. And the star, in a sense, is an invitation for all of us to come too. Whoever we are, wherever we are, whether we consider ourselves close to God or indeed far to God, far from God, whether we give him any thought or no thought at all. The star came to those who were far from God in one sense, but it was God's invitation to come and to see and to search, because this was the King of creation, the King of recreation, and the King of all nations, all peoples, born for you. So come and see, or come and wonder as the wise men did, and come and wander as the wise men did towards Bethlehem, and then come and worship as the wise men did. There's a great invitation to one and all in that star.
Let's respond to all that we've heard and all that we've sung about, and let's pray together. God, our Father, we want to thank you for the wonderful events that have been retold here this morning. We thank you for the amazing and unexpected way that Jesus came and was born here on earth, Lord. We thank you for the way in which this helps us to understand who he was and why he came. Thank you for sending us your only Son to be our Savior. Thank you that he was willing to leave the glory and the riches of heaven and to become poor and vulnerable, to become one of us and to live among us. Thank you for your incredible grace towards us, that he did this for us, and he did it so that we might be forgiven and rescued from our sins, so that you might be brought into relationship with you and share in the riches of your kingdom. Thank you that we can come and speak to you in Jesus' name, confident that you will hear and answer our prayers in line with your will and for your glory. Thank you for the children and young people who took part in telling the story this morning. Thank you that they remind us of the simplicity and yet the significance of what happened. And we pray that they would know these amazing truths for themselves. We thank you that all around our country, our city, and around the world, this story, your story, is being retold and celebrated at this time of year. We pray for all our brothers and sisters in Christ as they celebrate Christmas this year. We pray that we'd encourage them and refresh their hearts. And we pray that all who hear this story this year, Lord, that you would speak to them afresh through it. We pray for people who have never heard this story, for people who are still living without any knowledge of the good news of Jesus, for countries and languages where there are no Christian witnesses. We pray that you would raise up workers with compassion for those who have never heard the name of Jesus, and that you would send them to share the good news with those who so desperately need to hear it. We pray that you would work in the hearts of those who hear your message, that like the wise men, that they would be drawn to you, that they would recognize who you are, and that they would seek you and find you and be found by you. We pray for those who are already seeking to share the good news in new or challenging situations. We pray especially for Pastor Patrick and Pastor Mina in Calcutta. And we thank you for all the people who have heard the Christmas story through their ministry this year. We pray for David and Elaine Moore in West Belfast, for Tom and Rachel in West Smethwick, and for Ali and Julie at Haddington Community Church. And we pray for those who are working in other ministries, whether in this country or overseas, I think especially of Ruth Mahood and Carolyn White at this time. We pray that as we celebrate your birth, we thank you that it often brings us together with family and friends. And we pray that you would bless all our celebrations over the next few days, that you would be with those who are traveling, and that you would help us all to keep you at the center of all that we are doing. We pray for those among us and in our communities for whom Christmas is a difficult time. We pray for those who are working or are not able to be with their loved ones for other reasons. For those who are suffering from illness or who are experiencing other stresses and pressures at this time. And we pray for those who will be missing someone this Christmas, and especially for those who have lost someone this year. Lord Jesus, you experienced all the sadness and heartache of this world, and we ask that you would be particularly close to these people at this time, that you would bring them real comfort and assurance of your love for them. We thank you that we see the amazing depth of your love for us so clearly in Jesus, in his birth, in his perfect life, and especially in his death. We pray that you'd help us at this time of year, as many of us do have time off, to focus on you, to be encouraged and strengthened and refreshed in our faith in you, to trust in your love and your grace towards us, to rest in your loving grace, to be transformed by it, and to share it with others. And we ask all these things in the precious name of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Amen.
We finish by saying the grace to one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.